So let's bring you an update now from the campaign trail ahead of the local government elections. And COPE, remember them, have launched or announced their Joburg mayoral candidates today. I spent months of my career as a reporter at the birth of COPE in those early days, following them around to press conferences and around the Eastern Cape as well. So interesting to watch what's happened to the party. Masechaba Sefolaro, EWN reporter, joining us now. She was at that event today. Masechaba, who has COPE announced as their mayoral candidates in Johannesburg?
Mandy, good morning. We had a briefing from COPE's mayoral candidate in Johannesburg, Colleen Makubele. Now, she shared her vision for the metro, touching on a couple of issues that are of obvious concern to the residents of Johannesburg, and these include e-tolls and the electricity crisis. She said it's not fair for government to want to burden citizens with resolving the debt issue in Soweto, for example, adding that her party understands that people were left unemployed because of COVID and some are not able to honor their financial obligations. She says the city must subsidize services because it is the city that actually failed to govern well. She says the reason the city was unable to govern well is because councillors have been put into positions where they put the party interests ahead of the needs of the citizens, and that her party was listening and had been listening to the complaints of the citizens, and they were going to put the citizens ahead of themselves and their own objectives as a party. She said that on the issue of e-tolls, that they've always stood by Outer, and that e-tolls must be scrapped, because again, it should not be the burden of citizens to resolve the issue of e-tolls, because they made it clear 7 years ago already that they were not interested in e-tolls and the government has chosen not to listen. She says they must either be scrapped or they must be subsidized by government. One of the issues, Mandy, that Ms. Makubele was quite passionate about is the issue of foreign nationals in the city. We all know that's a very contentious issue that has come out even from Action SA. She echoed the sentiments of the party leader, Musiwa Lokota, who said foreign nationals wanting to live and work in South Africa would have to do so after following the necessary legal processes. Now, Mandy, let's listen to what Ms. Makubele had to say.
That helps us to not burden our citizens of basic services. We know clinics in Cosmo and other areas, you know, are heavily burdened by some of the illegal foreigners, you know, issues of electricity, loading and all of that. It also stems from that issue of illegal foreigners as well. So we are aware of that. But one of the things that we also are passionate about as COPE is that, like in any other nation, and I've seen that in Malaysia where I was, we have to put the indigenous people first. They must have first right to jobs, first right to opportunities, first right to housing, first right to any basic service. Then the foreigner will come.
That's the view there of the COPE mayoral candidate for Johannesburg. And thank you to Masechaba Sefolaro, EWN reporter, who is watching that briefing for us.